the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent from the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. And certain of the elders of the land arose and spoke to all the assembled people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and said to all the people of Judah, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and entreat the favor of the Lord? And did not the Lord relent of the disaster that he had pronounced against them? But we are about to bring great disaster upon ourselves. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and the
my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
Amen.
The perversity of sinful man is clearly revealed in today's reading from Jeremiah. The prophet has a message from the Lord. It wasn't a new message. It was a message that dated back to Moses and before. Repent, or you will all perish. Virtually all of the book of Deuteronomy is an exposition of this theme. Be faithful to the Lord. Follow his word. Trust in him as your God. Obey his commandments, and all will go well for you. But turn away from him, worship other gods, do whatever you want without regard to those around you, and you'll experience the Lord's wrath. You'll lose everything you have, and when you die, you'll go to hell. There was nothing new about Jeremiah's message. It was an urgent warning from a loving God. Stop what you're doing before it's too late. But the reaction of those who heard what it was as expected as it is rebellious. This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Who does he think he is to talk to us this way? We're the people of God. This is the house of the Lord. How dare he say that this temple, the Lord's house, and the city in which it stands, the city of the great God, is ripe for destruction? Jeremiah deserves to die. There was a day when a natural disaster or the successful attack of an enemy would prompt people, even whole nations, to sorrow and repentance. It was a day when people realized at least the possibility that the Lord was behind the tragedy, that it was a product of the Lord's wrath, a righteous punishment for wickedness. It seems that, like the people of Jeremiah's day, we've moved beyond that sort of superstitious outlook. Today we'll blame the terrorists, or global warming, or bureaucratic bungling. The one thing that we know for certain is that it couldn't possibly be our fault. We don't deserve it. When the Lord called Jeremiah to be prophet to his people, he said to him, "And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you." Thank God, because otherwise Jeremiah would have been killed. The Lord's prophet seems to have taken a sort of fatalistic position in the face of the opposition of the priests and the prophets and all the people. "I am in your hands," he said. "Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to speak all these words in your ears." Others heard this and remembered the prophet Micah in the days of King Hezekiah, how he had prophesied of the destruction of Jerusalem, and Hezekiah had taken his words to heart and repented, and the city had survived. They said, "This man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." Their hearts were not so stony that the word of the Lord from the mouth of the prophet couldn't penetrate and bear at least a little fruit. Jeremiah was spared, but not the temple or the city, for the people's hearts were hard, and they closed their ears to the Lord's warning. Destruction was coming. The Lord's righteousness required it, but the full weight of it fell not on the city, nor the temple, nor the people. Instead, it fell on the Lamb of God. His body, the dwelling place of the Lord God Almighty, more than that, the Lord himself enfleshed, endured the sentence pronounced against Jeremiah: death. In his case, death on a cross. And humanly speaking, his death was for the same reason as the sentence against Jeremiah: supposed blasphemy, prophecy against the temple, the house of the Lord. Jesus perished. He endured the full wrath of the Lord against sinners, against you, in order to make room for repentance. More than just sorrow over sin, repentance includes also trust in Jesus. Trust that the punishment he suffered, the price he paid, covers the sin of the priests and the prophets and all the people of Jerusalem and of Wood County and of your home. Because Jesus paid the price, those who turn to the Lord, who trust in the Savior, will not die for their sin, but live and see the salvation of the Lord. For he is a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Worse, far worse than any natural or man-made disaster or destruction, is the arrogance that regards the warning of God's law as a lie and adamantly refuses to repent. From this, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, deliver us all. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.